USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump in India with the First Lady, and he's reassuring the American people on Twitter about the spreading coronavirus, tweeting, "The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. We are in contact with everyone and all relevant countries." Lawmakers from the state of Alabama contacting members of the Trump administration, asking them not to bring passengers infected with the coronavirus from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan to the state to be quarantined at a FEMA facility in Anniston. The plan has been scrapped. And Democrats who want to be president gearing up for the next debate in South Carolina. 7 candidates scheduled to participate in the 10th debate Tuesday night ahead of the primary in South Carolina this Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
The sector impacted the most during the massive drop on Wall Street, travel stocks. American Airlines, the worst performer on the S&P 500, down 8.5%. Delta down more than 6%. United down more than 3%. And cruise ships not doing well either. Carnival and Royal Caribbean cruises both down roughly 9%. Concerns now that European travel will be impacted by the coronavirus.
The market said, you know what? We don't have a handle on this. We better pay close attention.
Art Hogan, chief market strategist at National Securities, telling Fox News,
we needed to have the kind of day we had to really release some of that energy that's been sort of hanging out in just in the momentum names and the whole market, you know, having a 3% down day, like you said, gets us down to almost unchanged on the year.
Now, as far as the countries where the coronavirus is spreading, there's been a spike in cases reported in Italy, Iran, and South Korea. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Cheesecake and Senator Chuck Schumer. Well, turns out the Senate Minority Leader from New York comes clean about where some of his campaign money has been spent. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says yes, he's guilty as charged of spending thousands of dollars on cheesecake. According to FEC filings from 2009 to 2016, the New York Senator did fork over $8,600 for Junior's Cheesecake in New York City. The Democrat says he gave some of those cheesecakes as gifts and used them for friendly wagers as well. I'm Chris Barnes.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News, the impact the spreading coronavirus having on the U.S. stock market. USA Radio's Tim Berg takes a look.
Stocks are plunging on Wall Street with coronavirus fears wiping out gains for 2020. On Monday, the Dow lost 1,032 points to finish at 27,961. Art Hogan, chief market strategist for National, joins Fox News and says,
the market said, you know what? We don't have a handle on this, and we better pay close attention. We needed to have the kind of day we had to really release some of that energy that's been sort of hanging out and just in the momentum names and the whole market, you know, having a 3% down day, like you said, gets us down to almost unchanged on the year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.